Om Shanti, good morning. Today 25th February 2019. Today's blessing is, may you be greatly fortunate and always remain happy by knowing the horoscope of Brahmin life. May you be greatly fortunate and always remain happy by knowing the horoscope of Brahmin life. Explanation: Brahmin life is a new life. In the beginning, Brahmins are deities and now they are BKs. In the horoscope of Brahmins, all three aspects of time are the best of all. Whatever happened was good, whatever is happening is good, and whatever is to happen will be very, very good. The horoscope of Brahmin life is always good. It is guaranteed. So constantly maintain the happiness that the Father, the bestower of fortune, himself has drawn your elevated line of fortune and made you belong to him. So constantly maintain the happiness that the Father, the bestower of fortune, himself has drawn your elevated line of fortune and made you belong to him. So Baba today in blessing, Baba is telling us or giving us the knowledge of our Brahmin life horoscope. So in 1978 also Baba has given the detailed horoscope of Brahmin life. We will see that also. So in this Baba has said Brahmin life is a new life. And Baba has said in the whole drama cycle, Brahmins, initially they were deities and now they are BKs. So Brahmin, being a Brahmin itself is a elevated, is a high standard, high class. So we can't even imagine or can't even see the downside or the other side. It's no doubt. So Baba has said, Brahmin life is a new life. In the beginning, Brahmins are deities and now they are BKs. And in the horoscope of Brahmins, all three aspects are good. That we all know that what happened is good, what is happening is good, and what's going to happen is also very, very good. And Baba has said the horoscope of Brahmin life is always good. It is guaranteed. When usually people will see horoscope? When they have problems? Horoscope usually people, they are seeing when they have, when they are going to do any some good things or any good occasion is coming, or any soul has taken new birth, to write that how that soul's future will be. And in our life, if we are getting any problem, to see why is it happening. So let me check my horoscope. And some used to check the zodiac sign daily, like how my day will be, how my day will be. So for each and these all things, and some as like that, they just want to know, and they have a very deep belief in that. So they think that that is the life. So they keep seeing that. It's like a mania or the, like a disorder. Without that, they can't run the day. So the starting of the day itself will start with the horoscope in the TV or in the paper. They want to read that, then for them the day starts. So like that, for such things they are seeing horoscope. And here Baba has said the horoscope of Brahmin life is always good and it is guaranteed. So in horoscope, what else people will see? We saw that why they are seeing, people, all souls are seeing horoscope or checking the horoscope. And in horoscope, what else they check? What else they see? When we are writing our this horoscope, our Janma Patri, in that what else will be written in that? Yes, that will be that the horoscoper will see that and he will tell. In that horoscope or in that Janma Patri, in that are the chart. They say it's chart or so many names are there. in that. So in that, our zodiac sign or the planet, the time of our birth and our line of fortune, these all things will be there. And there's some diagrams and all, it will be there. Some planet, zodiac signs, what is there, what time we there. So these all things will be mentioned in that horoscope. So we should also know, Baba has just superficially, he has said, our past, present and future is good. According to, based on our horoscope, these all things is good. But now this is the time we should know what is actually written in our thing. We know there is 12 different zodiac signs is there. Different planets are there. Time is also vary from soul to soul. And also we know that the line of fortune also, it depends. In our Brahmin family, Baba has the basic thing. Because any horoscope, they have the basic number of things, or the images, or the forms, or the lines. With that, they connect and they check how the soul's future or the past was, now, present, or the future will be. Same like that. For our Brahmin life, Baba has given three basic things. First is the roop, means the image or the sign. What is the sign of our Brahmin life? Second one is the Rekha, that is the line of fortune. Different line of fortune is there. And the last one is the time. The time of our birth, how was it? So first we will see about the our sign or the roop, what Baba has said. Baba has said basically Brahmin life has four different images. First one is, some souls when they are taking birth only, they have this powerful image of power. So when at the time of birth only, they are so much powerful. So the how their later age will be. At the time of birth only, they have the image of power. With that sparkle, they are taking a birth. Means when we are taking the course, when we are becoming Baba's child, immediately they start getting the power, or they are already, they are powerful image. They don't want to do effort to gain power or revoke our power. So at the time of birth only, they have this powerful image. So this is the number one image, sign. Second one, second kind of, second roop is, the souls who have the thirst. Because in devotion, we have the thirst of seeing, meeting the God, or talking to Him, or having a vision of Him. So with that thirst, they come and immediately they get, once they are getting the knowledge, immediately they get connected to Baba. After that, they won't disconnect. From disconnection, they are coming into connection. This is second type. Before, without having the knowledge of God, they were just roaming around and they were searching, and they were in the thirst, pyaas. But now, the moment they took this Brahmin life, immediately they are in the connection. Before they were in disconnection to connection. This is the second type. Once they got connected, the image is always connected. Their sign is always connected. They are never getting disconnected. This is second type. The third type is serviceable image, serviceable sign. When they are taking Brahmin life only, they start doing service. From the initial till now, without any tirelessness, they keep on doing seva. This is also the souls who are fortunate to do seva since the birth until now, without tiredness. It's a great fortune. So this also, it's written in their birth of Brahmin life. This is third type. The last fourth one is, always they are in a super sensuous joy. Since the birth till now, some souls, like their image or the sign is like, always they will be in super sensuous joy, like Atintriya Sukh. So this is the another fourth type of roop. So these four types Baba has said. So we should check who are we in this. So first one is the power, image of power. The second one is disconnection to connection. The third one is serviceable image or serviceable sign. The fourth one is always constant super sensuous joy. So these are the four images Baba has said. So at the time of our Brahmin life, what image are we are having? Because it's written in the Benit. Are we constant in that? We have to check. The second one is line of fortune. Baba has said five different line of fortune we have in our horoscope of Brahmin life. We have five different type of line of fortune. The first line is the number one type of souls have this line of fortune. When they take birth, since that time only they are complete moth, like Parvani. Because since that time they are surrendered to Baba without any doubt or anything. They are complete, not even a doubt. Like Baba has said, Fida hua Parvani. So who has surrendered completely. They are complete, not halfway. Since the time their line of fortune is, they are always complete moth they are. Their line of fortune is like that. Means always surrendered to Baba, means Baba is surrendered to them. It's the indirect thing Baba has said. Because in line of fortune, they are, since the birth, they are completely surrendered to Baba, means Baba is completely surrendered to those souls since their birth. So how lucky they are, that's why number one it is. Second one is effort making line of fortune. Second people have the very good effort making line. Some souls, they keep on doing effort. Since the starting, everything they want to achieve through Purushat. So their line of fortune itself, since the starting to the end, they will be an effort maker. Some souls will be get benefited or fortune without any effort. So easily they will achieve. So the first category, complete moth, they won't do that much effort because Baba is surrender to them. So easily they will achieve. The second category of souls, line of fortune is, they have to do effort. Always they will be doing effort making. The third one is, they are blessed always. In their line of fortune, it's written like they are blessed. So always, when whatever action or whatever they are initiating or they are starting, they are keeping a thought, they are immediately blessed with that. So this is, that is there in their line of fortune in the third. The fourth one is courage and enthusiasm. In their line of fortune, it's written they are always courage and enthusiastic in doing anything. It may be yoga, it may be knowledge in four subjects, anything may be. Whatever they do with courage. And also they do with enthusiasm. This is written in their line of fortune. Whatever they does, from the starting to the end, they will be having this. The fifth one is, fifth people have the line of fortune. Like, as the life passes, they are dependent on the cooperation of others. Like, seeing the other people's example, other people's effort, other people's love. If they get love, they will move forward. If they are seeing any example, then they will move forward. If they are getting right direction from senior people, then they will go forward. So like that. So they are dependent on that. Such line of fortune is there. For some Brahmin souls, in their Brahmin life, they are very dependent on the other things. If they are getting some particular relationship from some soul, with that, with the stimulation or inducing power of that relative soul, they will move forward. So depend on the surrounding thing, they move forward. So this kind of line of fortune is written in the fifth type. So these are all the five different line of fortune Baba has told for us. The first one, they are, when they take birth, from the initial time only, they are completely surrendered. Like Sampurna Parvani. And the second type is effort making line of fortune. The third one is blessing, line of fortune of blessing. The third one is line of fortune of courage and enthusiasm. The fifth one is line of fortune of cooperation. Cooperation from the other dependent things. So these are all the line of fortune. And last, Baba has said about the time, Vela. In horoscope, they will see the time also. How was the time of birth? Based on that, they will see the later. Because if the time of birth is good, time means they will tell, yes, the whole life will be good. If the time of birth is bad, midnight, 12 o'clock, if the soul has taken birth, means they will tell, if the soul was taken birth at the midnight, 12 o'clock. It's a very bad time, like that they will say. But Baba has said, what is about your time of birth or Brahmin birth? The number one souls, some souls at the time of birth only, within a second they have the faith, the intellect, faith in the intellect level, within second they are getting. And the second type of souls, after taking the 7 days of course, then they are getting the faith. So such time, this is the time when we are called faith over Baba or believing Baba, yes, he is the one. So once we are getting strong in our faith, then automatically our effort making life, everything will be good. So the first kind of people, within a second they get faith. The second kind of souls, after a week of course, initial or 7 days course, then they get this faith. The third time is after some more time means after some months or after some years, then they come into faith by seeing so many things, then they get the faith, yes, because after some months or some years of their effort, they will get some benefit or profit from Baba, then they will come in, get the faith, yes, this is really God. Really God has selected me. So this is third type. The fourth kind of souls, how they are developing the faith means, like doubtful. As they are living this, crossing this Brahmin life, at times they go doubtful, at times they get faith. Doubtful, doubt, faith, yes. At times they will feel, yes, really Baba is helping me. At times if they get problem, they will think, is really Baba is helping me, is really Baba is there. Is really Baba hearing to me or not? Baba is helping the other souls, not me. So this is doubtful and faith. So this, they play this according to the situation or this thing, their faith is dancing here and there, here and there. So it's not proper. So based on this time, since the time of birth, some souls are having such intellect. And the last one is, now also they are in the war to get to become, till now they haven't become faithful on Baba, till now the war, the fight is going behind. So this is the fifth kind. So these are all the time of, the importance of time, our time of birth, because Baba has said, the moment if you are, when you are getting the faith on me, then that moment only your life is good. That time only you will realize the importance of Brahmin life. So based on our faith in the intellect, our all accounts or everything will go. Our situations, everything will go good. If we are doubtful in that, our problems, everything also will go in that way. In based on these three things, Roop, Rekha and Vela, that is our sign and the our line of fortune and the time of our Brahmin birth. So based on three things, Baba has said how these people are getting the knowledge. The first great souls, with the drishti only, with the vision only, they are getting this faith. With the drishti only, they are getting this faith in intellect and they are completely centered in this. The second grade of souls require a elevated version. They want the Shrestha bowl. If they are hearing a good advice, good class or anything, or at the time of our birth, if they are hearing the good elevated version, then they get the faith. The third grade people, they are like a business people. Every time whatever Baba gives, whatever knowledge jewel Baba gives, they just check, like the business people, what they will do. They will check, is it really profitable or not? If it is profitable, then they go ahead. Otherwise, they won't go ahead. Same like that, the third kind of souls, they do business with Baba. Always, whatever he gives, they will see, is it profit for me? Is it profit for me? So such souls are third grade. And the last grade, Baba has said, they are the dependent souls. They are very doubtful souls, depending on their depending on the benefit they are getting from the love from others, the relation or connection from others, and the changes, what the changes they are seeing. Based on this, their faith balances. It moves up and down, up and down. So Baba has said these are the kind. So with this, we can come to know what is our horoscope of Brahmin life, in what stage I am, what is my sign, and what is my line of fortune is going, and what is my time, how was my time till now. If we are completely faithful, we are like in the number one stage. In this thing, we can put the number one, like that. And Baba has said, the Brahmin souls who have the complete faith, they won't say, Baba, that I have become a Brahmin. They won't say like, already I was a Brahmin, now I am Brahmin and I will be a Brahmin. So this will be their saying. They won't say, Baba, after knowing, getting the knowledge of you, after coming to know about you, after meeting you, I have become a Brahmin. This is, Baba has said, the number one souls. And Baba has said the first number eight kind of souls will have the all the first grade of these all things, what I explained. What this Baba has in the Murali Baba has said, one separate Murali Baba has told for this horoscope of Brahmin life. In this Baba has said these are all the things. In that Baba has said the first eight jewels, or the jewels who are very near to me, will have these all this first category. First category they will have. And those souls, always from their mouth only this will come, I was a Brahmin already, now also I am a Brahmin and I will be a Brahmin. So there is no doubt. Like that they will be. And Baba has said, they will, yes, and their faith is also, it's continuous, never it breaks. They won't get any doubt. And also, their line is very long, very big. In between, not small, small lines. Their line of fortune is very long. And always they will have this victory of Tilak in their mastak. They always will be in that smriti, in that awareness that I am the one, I am the victory soul. So never that will get rubbed or cleaned. And also, they will always have the image that they will always have the their practical image of the future. In future, what I am going to become. Same like Brahma Baba had the vision that I am going to become Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna. Same like that, the eight jewels or the 108 jewels also, they will be very clear. They can make out that I am going to become this. So that much clear they will be, the first level of fortunate souls. And also, their routines will be very perfect. Their routines means dincharya. What the Brahmin life routines Baba has given, the first number of souls will be very perfect in that, and they will be very complete. And also, always their connection, all different kinds of connection will be only with Baba. Though they are coming into contact with many souls, but still the number one soul's connection will be only with Baba. So some more, still more many points Baba has said about this thing. So people also can read that Murali, 21st December 1978 Murali. Baba has said the complete horoscope of Brahmin life. In today's blessing, in short, Baba has said past, present and future is very good for Brahmin life. If you want to know in very detailed manner, you can go through this Murali. So today's blessing is, may you be greatly fortunate and always remain happy by knowing the horoscope of Brahmin life. Om Shanti.